الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, today we will listen the second part of the discourse, the speech of Amir Ahl Sunnat, and the topic is Precious Diamonds. In the previous silsila, we learnt about how precious time is and what is the importance of time in our life. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today in the second part of that speech, we will listen more Madani flowers about the value of time. So please be with us till the end of silsila, and if possible, please take any diary and pen with you and write down the points, the Madani flower which you want to remember. First of all, we will listen the blessing of Durud-e-Pak. Sayyiduna Sufyan bin Uyayna radiyallahu ta'ala says, I had an Islamic brother whom I saw in a dream after his death. I asked him how Allah Azza wa Jal treated him. Ma fa'alallahu bika. He replied, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me. I asked the reason for his forgiveness. He replied, I would always write Durood Sharif along with the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam while writing hadith, hoping to be rewarded. Allah has forgiven me due to the blessing of this deed. Subhanallah azza wa jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, whenever you write the auspicious name of the Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you should write complete Durood Sharif sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and recite it as well. The abbreviated forms such as Saud or Sal'am in English, PBUH, are prohibited and strictly haram. Similarly, one should avoid writing Jeem instead of Jalla Jalaluhu or J, Ain instead of Alayhi Salam or AY or etc. Ra Da instead of Radiyallahu Talanu and Ra Ha instead of Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. My dear Islamic brothers, wherever you are, now recite Durood Sharif on Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. Say loudly, Sallu Alal Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. Sadru Sharia Badru Tariqa. Maulana Amjad Ali Azami writes in the 16th volume of Bahar-e-Shariat, even after reciting the invocations recited before going to sleep, one should not remain silent but keep reciting. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, or Allahu Akbar, and go to sleep doing the zikr of Allah in this way, as one will die and be resurrected in the same state in which he sleeps. In other words, the one reciting kalima or doing the zikr of Allah will depart this life doing zikr, whereas ma'adallah, the one singing songs, watching films, uttering filming dialogues, abusing others or talking uselessly is in the danger of meeting his death, committing these misdeeds. These days, the situation is unmentionable. Most people are in the habit of singing songs. Just a few people are seen reciting naats. Once a person working for the cardiac ward of Jinnah Hospital, Babul Madina, Karachi, came to Fezan-e-Madina, where he told some Islamic brothers that he observed many people at the time of their death. According to him, most of the dying people sing songs, abuse or utter useless words. He saw only one Prophet's devotee who recited Durood Sharif at the same time of his death. The Prophet's devotees became silent reciting Durood Sharif and his soul was seized. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with the recitation of Durood at the time our death for the sake of that devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May we also recite Kalima-e Tayyiba while meeting our death, as the one whose last utterance is La ilaha illallah will enter the heaven. Subhanallah. Khudaya bure khatme se bachana. Khudaya bure khatme se bachana. Padhun kalima jab nikle dam ya ilahi. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Therefore, we all should make the habit of reciting kalima so that kalima may emanate from our mouth at the time of our death. Make the habit of reciting Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, or Allahu Akbar as the time spent in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet will benefit us. If you don't want to recite anything, you can still earn sawab even in silence. Instead of thinking about useless worldly things, contemplate about Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In imagination, ponder over Islamic knowledge or the troubles of death, loneliness in the grave and the fearful situation of the day of judgment. In this way, your time will not be wasted. At every breath will inshallah Azza wa Jal be counted as worship. It is mentioned in Jami al-Saghir that the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to ponder about the hereafter for a moment is better than 60 years worship. Subhanallah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should ponder. We should think like this. I am a sinner. What will happen to me in my grave? Contemplation about the hereafter is better than 60 years worship, whereas brooding over worldly matters is of no use. If someone thinks about committing sins, it may lead to destruction. One should contemplate about the lack of good deeds like this. I should perform good deeds. I should also plan for it. I should travel with the Madani Kafla. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed me with traveling with the Madani Kafla for 3 days, once a month, but I have a time. I may travel with Madani Kafla for 3 days twice a month. I deliver dars from Faizan-e-Sunnat once a day. But I have time. Why should I not start delivering 2 or 3 dars in a day? I may give 1 dars at home, 1 at shop and 1 in the market. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the more you add honey, the sweeter the beverage would be. In this way, one should contemplate as to how he can enhance his worship. Likewise, one should remain engrossed in the memories and imagination of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am deriving pleasure from his imagination. How immense pleasure will attain when I behold him in my dream by his benevolence. Even pleasure will enjoy at that time. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, may the rain of mercy shower on you. Would that any splash of that merciful rain showers on me as well for your sake. May we get salvation. May our sins are removed. May our heart get clean and bright. And may our heart always remain engrossed in the imagination of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely, life is very short. In fact, the present is the only time which we have. Any hope for having time in future is nothing but a deception. It is possible that we meet our death the very next moment. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, treasure 5 things before 5 other things. Number 1, youth before old age. Number 2, health before sickness. Number 3, wealth before poverty. Number 4, leisure, free time before business. And number 5, life before death. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, these days alarm clocks in which different bells ring are used at homes. Musical bells are not allowed by Sharia. If your alarm clock rings a musical bell, keep it off from now onwards. Let me also draw your attention towards your mobile tunes. If your mobile rings a musical bell, turn such tune off right now. Music is damned. If music is being played somewhere, it is wajib to make effort to avoid listening to it. Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid, ma'ad Allah, even some bearded and turbaned people set musical tunes at their mobiles. If advised, they say that there is no other option in their mobile. Is this the only mobile available in the world? Why don't you take any other mobile free of musical tunes? My dear Islamic brothers, this mobile that contains only musical tunes will not take you to the heaven. Will you be able to present the same lame excuse in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment? Saying, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, there was no other option on my mobile whereby I could avoid your disobedience. Adopt humility. You may silence me by talking a such stubborn way, but you will not, yes, you will not be able to escape accountability of the hereafter by such lame excuses. What harm I can do to you? I can neither give you heaven or hell to you. I have no authority. I am myself afraid as to what the divine concealed plan about me is. I am just advising you so that you may make intention at the moment to get rid of musical tunes and repent of listening to music. Turn your mobiles, musical bells off right now, as it may disturb you even during this bayan. One should turn his mobile off while listening to bayan, irrespective of whether or not the tune is musical. Musical mobile bells ring even in masjid right these days. Similarly, musical mobile bells are heard even during tawaf of the holy Kaaba. Ma'adallah. It does not seem unlikely that mobile tunes ring near Sunahri Jali. Never dare to attend a mobile call and talk near the golden grill. In the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one should recite Durood Sharif. Do not say hello in Masjid-e-Haram and other sacred places. May I always use my tongue in zikr and durood. May I give up the habit of useless talking. I do not mean that saying hello is impermissible, najais, but those associated with Dawat Islami say Medina instead of hello. We remember Medina in this way. If we do the zikr of Medina with the intention of sawab, inshallah azza wa jal, we will get sawab. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, the Sultan of Medina, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are two such favors about which many people are in deception. One is health and the other is leisure. Free time, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel. A sick person can better realize the value of health as compared to the healthy person. And an extremely busy person knows well the significance of time. Those who have a lot of free time are not normally aware of the importance of these precious moments. Value your time and utilize it in the best possible way, refraining from unnecessary talk, useless actions and useless companies of friends. It is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, the mercy of both the worlds, intercessor of the Ummah, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leaving the act that is not beneficial is one of the attributes of Islam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, life is likened with days, hours and moments. Every breath is a priceless pearl. Would that we value every breath and spend every moment performing good deeds. If we waste our time in useless and sinful activities, we may have to shed tears of grief and regret on the day of judgment. My dear Islamic brothers, as a result of seeing our book of deeds empty from righteous acts, please think about each and every moment of your life as to how you are spending your time. Try to spend every moment of your life in useful and righteous deeds. Refrain from wasting your time in jokes and useless matters in case we may have to regret on the day of judgment. Listen to the saying of some saints, some awliya ikram who valued their times. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem said, these days are the pages of your life. Adorn them with good deeds. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala said, I feel sad and ashamed on the day which I spend without increasing my good deeds. Realize that in our days, in our life, what we are doing, Every day, if it's past, our good deeds are increasing or bad deeds are increasing. Please realize. Number three, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala said, your lifetime is decreasing every day. So why are you lazy in performing good deeds? Once someone said to him, postpone this work until tomorrow. Then he radiallahu ta'ala said, I hardly complete a day's work in one day. If I postpone today's work until tomorrow, then how would I be able to complete 2 days work in one day? Someone has rightly said, don't postpone today's work for tomorrow, because there will be another work tomorrow. Sayyidina Hasan Basri radiallahu ta'ala says, O man, your life consists of days. When a day passes, a part of your life also passes. Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala says, I remained in the company of pious people for a certain time and got spiritual benefits. I learned 2 significant things from their company. Number one, time is like a sword. You should cut it with good deeds, or else it will cut you by keeping you busy with useless things. Number two, safeguard your nafs. If you do not busy in a good things, it will busy you in bad things. Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I get very sad at the time of eating because I have to leave religious academic activities, writing or studying. Time is a very valuable asset. Subhanallah. Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahmatullahi ta'ala writes about Sayyidina Shamsuddin Asbahani rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great Shafi'i scholar of the 8th century. He rahmatullahi ta'ala used to eat less for fear of the waste of time as a result of going to the toilet again and again. Allama Zahabi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes in Tazkiratul Huffaz that Khatib Baghdadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi would study while even walking, so that the time it takes to go from one place to another is not wasted. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi was seen reciting the Holy Quran at the time of his death. Someone asked surprisingly, recitation even at that time? He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, my book of deeds is going to be closed, so I am trying to add good deeds to it quickly. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to realize the importance of our time for the sake of these saints, these awliya ikram. May we learn how to utilize these precious diamonds. Truly speaking, we waste our time without any regret. Subho hoti hai, sham hoti hai, zindagi yun hi tamam hoti hai. Morning comes, then evening falls, our lifetime ends. In this way, time is flying. Yes, we think that our time is passing joyously. In fact, the time of only such people busy with attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is passing joyously. As for those spending their time accumulating wealth, their eyes will open after their death. Oh, the unwise person who consider that worldly wealth will benefit him. Have you not seen the miserable demise of millionaires and billionaires? Remember, though one can buy medicine by wealth, but not cure. One can have friend by wealth, but not loyalty. If you devote yourself to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, the world will surrender itself at your feet. Oh my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on all of you and grace me for your sake. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all of us without accountability. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. If possible, make a daily timetable. Firstly, try your best to sleep within 2 hours after performing Salatul Isha. The Islamic brothers of Dawat Islami know that it is one of the Madani inamat to get to your home within 2 hours after Salatul Isha. You have to spend 2 hours daily doing the Madani work of Dawat Islami. During these 2 hours, you may learn or teach the Holy Quran in Madrasatul Madina for adults. You may try to persuade those who used to work for Dawat Islami, but no longer now making individual effort, etc. 2 hours is the minimum time span. If someone devotes even his whole life to Islam, it is not something surprising in the terminologies of Dawat Islami. Devotion of the whole life to Islam is called Waqf-e Madina. Those associated with Dawat Islami use the word Madina frequently. Like, our shawl is Madani shawl. Our dress is Madani dress. We use the phrase Fikr-e Madina for self-accountability. Similarly, we use the phrase Madani Mashwara instead of meeting. The term Madani Kafla is well known. Our channel is Madani Channel. Since then, the name Madani Channel was officially chosen. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Madani Channel is perhaps the only channel in the world. Yes, it is the only channel in the world spreading the teaching of Islam in total conformity with Sharia. Sunnat-e-aam karein, deen ka hum kaam karein, nek ho jayein musalman, Madine wale. May we spread sunnah. May we spread sunnah and religious teachings. May the Muslim become pious. O Prophet of Medina, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, try your best to sleep within 2 hours after performing Salatul Isha, chatting and gossiping with friends. When there is no religious benefit, sitting in hotels, etc. is a big loss. It is stated in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, Volume 4, page 166. One of the causes of the destruction of the nation of Lut was that they would sit by the roadside and laugh and joke. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, no matter how pious your friends look, you should avoid and repent of every such company which makes you heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sleep early after completing your religious activities of the night, because rest at the night is better for health, and this is natural too. It is mentioned in Surah Qasas, verse 72, the translation of Kanzul Iman. And out of His mercy, He has made for you the night and the day, that you may rest in the night and you may seek His bounty in the day, and for this that you may admit the truth. The following supplication of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been stated in Tirmizi Sharif. Ya Allah azza wa jal, bless the time of morning for my ummah. Subhanallah. Regarding the narration, Mufti Ahmad Yarkan alayhi rahmatul mannan says, meaning, O Allah azza wa jal, bless all the religious and worldly tasks which my ummah performs in the morning. Example, travel, seeking knowledge, business, etc. Plan properly all of your daily routines from the time of waking to sleeping. For example, tahajjud at such and such time, religious learning, fajr and all other salahs as well in the masjid with first takbir, ishraq, chasht, breakfast, halal earning, lunch, domestic activities, evening activities, meeting Islamic brothers for religious purpose, etc. All these activities should be worked out, and appropriate time should be allocated to all of them. Those who are not used to doing so might face difficulty in the beginning, but it will gradually become easy when it becomes their habit, and they will see its blessing themselves, inshallah. Ala Hazrat carried out calls towards righteousness a lot. His Fatawa Razviya and even his poetry indicate how enthusiastic preacher of Islam he was. Let me tell you a couplet of him consisting of call towards righteousness from Hadaik-e Bakhshish. The translation of that couplet: you wasted your day in useless activities and your night in sleeping. You neither shy from the Prophet nor fear from Allah. Sharme Nabi, Khawfe Khuda, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. As per the direction given by the Madani Markaz, the preachers have to describe sunan and manners at the end of their speech. I would also mention the excellence of sunnah as well as some sunan and etiquettes. The beloved Prophet of Allah, mercy for the both worlds, knower of the unseen, sovereign of Medina, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "He who loved my sunnah loved me, and he who loved me will be with me in the heaven." Subhanallah Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, now 15 pearls of wisdom regarding sleeping and waking. Number one, dust your bedding down properly before using it for sleeping to remove the insects if there is any. Number two, recite the following supplication before sleeping. Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya. The translation, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I die and live with your name, meaning sleep and wake up. Number three, do not sleep after Asr Salah, as it could cause insanity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one losing his sanity is as a result of sleeping after Asr Salah should blame only himself. Number four, having a siesta, qailula, during the afternoon is desirable. Sadru Sharia Badru Tariqa Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami Alayhi Rahmatullahi Al-Kabir writes, this is probably for those people who stay awake at night offering salah. Remembering Allah Azza wa Jal or remaining busy with religious study, siesta, qailula, removes the tiredness caused by staying awake at night. Number five, it is makruh to sleep at the start of the day or between Maghrib and Isha. Number six, it is desirable to sleep in the state of purity. Number seven, it is also desirable to sleep on the right side with the right hand under the right cheek facing the Qibla for a short while and then to sleep on the left side. Number eight, whilst going to sleep, ponder, thinking over sleeping in the grave where nobody will accompany you except your deeds. Number nine, whilst going to sleep, remember Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning keep saying, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah, until you fall asleep, as a person will awake in the same state in which he falls asleep and will get resurrected on the day of judgment in the same state in which he dies. Number 10. After waking up, recite the following supplication. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Translation. All praise is for Allah Azza wa Jal who gave us life after death and we are to return to Him. Number 11. After you get up, make the firm intention of adopting piety and refraining from distressing others. When the girl and the boy reach the age of 10, they should be made to sleep on separate beddings. A boy of this age should not also sleep on the same bedding with his peers or men. Number 12. When husband and wife sleep on the same bed, they should not allow a 10-year-old child to sleep with them. When a boy begins to feel lust, he is regarded as a man. Number 13. Use miswak to clean your teeth when you wake up. Waking up at night to perform tahajjud is a great blessing. The Holy Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after the first salah, the most virtuous salah is the one performed during the night. To learn various sunan, purchase the booklet entitled Sunnatein aur Adab, Sunan and Etiquettes from the Maktabatul Madina, traveling with the Madani Kafilas of Dawat Islami in the company of the Prophet's devotees is also an excellent and effective way of learning and acting upon Sunnah. Now let me tell you a Madani blessing of the Madani Kafila. Therefore, once a preacher of Dawat Islami from a Liaqat colony, Babul Islam, Sindh, Hyderabad, Pakistan, invited a young man to travel with the Madani Kafila of Dawat Islami. The young man, annoyed and upset, said, the operation of my mother's eyes has failed, because of which she has become blind. We are in extreme pain. We are in extreme problem. And you are asking me to travel with Madani Kafila. Keeping his temper in check, the continuing his individual effort, the preacher said in a sympathetic tune, making supplication for his mother, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless your mother with cure. What does the doctor say? He replied, the doctor say that she would not be cured even if she is taken to America for treatment. Stroking the young man's back sympathetically, the preacher said in a consoling tune, Brother, if doctors have disappointed you, why do you give up hope? Doctors cannot cure anyone. Allah Azza wa Jal cure everyone. The prayer of the traveler is answered. If you travel with the Madani Kafla in the company of Prophet's devotees and make a supplication for your mother over there, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get its blessing. Impressed and inspired by the sincere individual effort of the preacher, the grieved young man traveled with Madani Kafla, during which he made supplications for his mother. When he returned home after the kafla, he was overjoyed to see that his mother had regained her lost faculty of sight. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you see that how much the blessing of Madani Kafla. Wherever you are in the world, make intention to travel with Madani Kafla. Please contact the local zimidar of Dawat Islami in your city and give him your time and make intention that you will travel in Madani Kafla very soon. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us chance to travel with Madani Kafla every month at least for 3 days. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Madani Kafla, keeping his temper in check, the continuing his individual effort, the preacher said in a sympathetic tune, making supplication for his mother, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless your mother with cure. What does the doctor say? He replied, the doctor say that she would not be cured even if she is taken to America for treatment. Stroking the young man's back sympathetically, the preacher said in a consoling tune, brother, if doctors have disappointed you, why do you give up hope? Doctors cannot cure anyone. Allah Azza wa Jal cure everyone. The prayer of the traveler is answered. If you travel with the Madani Kafla in the company of Prophet's devotees and make a supplication for your mother over there, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get its blessing. Impressed and inspired by the sincere individual effort of the preacher, the grieved young man traveled with Madani Kafla, during which he made supplications for his mother. When he returned home after the Kafla, he was overjoyed to see that his mother had regained her lost faculty of sight. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you see that how much the blessing of Madani Kafla. Wherever you are in the world, make intention to travel with Madani Kafla. Please contact the local zimidar of Dawat Islami in your city and give him your time and make intention that you will travel in Madani Kafla very soon. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us chance to travel with Madani Kafla every month at least for 3 days. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.